Most of us are graded each year in some way or another. Students receive an annual report card, and employees are reviewed for their job proficiency. Baltimore's Inner Harbor is no different. Every year, it's analyzed and given a score based on water quality and health, ultimately receiving a grade that's published in a comprehensive Healthy Harbor report card. Adam Lindquist, project manager of the Healthy Harbor Initiative for the Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore, is here today to dive into the details of grading our local waterways. Good to have you here, Adam.
Thank you, John.
Why does this report card exist and how did it originate?
Well, in 2010, when the Waterfront Partnership announced its goal of making the Baltimore Harbor swimmable and fishable by the year 2020, we knew we needed a way to measure our progress. The Inner Harbor has always been the heart of Baltimore. In the 1900s, it was an industrial port, and of course, it was rejuvenated in the 1980s to be a center for tourism. We like to believe that in the next era of our city, people will come to Baltimore to swim and fish in this beautiful body of water. Achieving that goal requires a massive restoration of the harbor. We're currently facing major health problems from trash, sewage leaks, and stormwater runoff. These report cards are a way of tracking our progress.
What areas are you evaluating?
The Healthy Harbor report card looks at four major water bodies: the Jones Falls and Gwens Falls streams, the Baltimore Harbor, and the tidal Patapsco River all the way out to the main stem of the Chesapeake Bay. The sampling program is run by Blue Water Baltimore, our local watershed association. And every week, the Baltimore Harbor Waterkeeper and a fleet of volunteers go out and sample 30 sites, either in the streams or in the harbor.
And how do you measure the water quality? What are some of the variables you're monitoring?
We measure fecal bacteria, which helps us to determine how much sewage is in our waterways, chlorophyll A, which tells us how much algae, and conductivity, which tells us how many salts and chemicals are in our streams. We also sample for dissolved oxygen, which is necessary for aquatic life to breathe, and nitrogen and phosphorus, which are nutrients, and those nutrients promote algae blooms, which are really bad for the fish that live in the harbor. And then finally, we measure turbidity and water clarity.
So how are we doing? Did we pass?
Not exactly. In 2013, Baltimore streams, river, and harbor all scored between 51 and 57%. And this scoring isn't any different than the scoring you remember from your own elementary school report cards.
Uh-oh.
Scoring below 60% is still a failing grade. However, it's important to compare that to previous years. In 2012, our scores ranged between 40 and 42%. So the water quality has been improving, and we're headed in the right direction.
What can individuals do to try to make an impact?
Individuals need to think about the rain that is running off their properties. And the more that we can do to capture and filter that rain, the better it is for our harbor. So figure out how much stormwater runs off your property when it rains. There are calculators online that can actually help you do this. Then find ways to reduce that runoff. At my home, I've installed a rain barrel in the front of my house and a rain garden in the back. The goal is to capture that first inch of rainfall because it's the most polluted inch of rainfall and hold it on your property until it can soak into the ground. People can also plant native plants, be sure to pick up their pet waste, and remove unneeded impervious surface or consider replacing it with porous surfaces. And finally, people can support legislation that helps to clean up the harbor and the bay, including the stormwater management fee, a ban on plastic bags, and a refundable deposit on beverage containers.
Well, that's a good list of things to do. Thank you so much for joining me today, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more and to see the most recent Healthy Harbor report card, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.